2011年6月
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example. You will hear,
Are you catching the 13:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question. What are the two persons talking about?
You will read A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C. An air trip is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. I've got a bad cold, miss. Can I see a doctor now?
Sorry, he won't be free until 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Question. What does the man want to do? Two. Excuse me, can I take this bus to the airport?
No, you should take bus number 8 over there.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Three. The meeting will start at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, but we should arrive there 15 minutes earlier.
Question. When should they arrive at the meeting?
Four. Are you going to buy a house in the suburbs?
No, I prefer to live in the city center, near my work.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Five. I'm interested in your children's shoes. Can I place an order of 20 pairs?
Sorry, sir. We can't accept an order of such a small quantity.
Question. Why doesn't the woman accept the man's order?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Paul, you have to help me.
No problem.
Something is wrong with my computer.
What's the problem?
The screen has gone black. I kept moving the mouse, but nothing happened.
Did you try to start it again?
Yes, but it still didn't work.
Did you check to make sure all connections are all right?
No, I didn't.
Let me have a look at the connections first.
Thank you.
Question 6. What's wrong with the woman's computer?
Question 7. What's the man going to do first?
Now, listen again, please.
Paul, you have to help me.
No problem.
Something is wrong with my computer.
What's the problem?
The screen has gone black. I kept moving the mouse, but nothing happened.
Did you try to start it again?
Yes, but it still didn't work.
Did you check to make sure all connections are all right?
No, I didn't.
Let me have a look at the connections first.
Thank you.
Question 6. What's wrong with the woman's computer?
Question 7. What's the man going to do first? Conversation 2.
I'm pretty nervous about this afternoon's interview.
Don't worry. You'll be fine as long as you're well prepared.
What do I need to take with me?
Well, you should take the copy of your resume.
Is that all?
You should also prepare some questions to ask the interviewer about the job training.
Okay. Should I wear a suit and tie?
Sure. You should dress up formally for the interview.
Thank you very much for your advice.
My pleasure.
Question 8. How does the man feel about the interview?
Question 9. What does the woman advise the man to take with him to the interview?
Question 10. How should the man dress himself for the interview?
Now, listen again, please.
I'm pretty nervous about this afternoon's interview.
Don't worry. You'll be fine as long as you're well prepared.
What do I need to take with me?
Well, you should take the copy of your resume.
Is that all?
You should also prepare some questions to ask the interviewer about the job training.
Okay. Should I wear a suit and tie?
Sure. You should dress up formally for the interview.
Thank you very much for your advice.
My pleasure.
Question 8. How does the man feel about the interview?
Question 9. What does the woman advise the man to take with him to the interview?
Question 10. How should the man dress himself for the interview?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome to you all to this reception. First, I'd like to say a few words about tonight's program. We should begin with a talk by Professor Richard Johnson from London. This will be followed by a question and answer period. You'll be free to exchange ideas with the professor. At about 8 o'clock tonight, when the talk finishes, the reception will go on, and we have prepared some chocolates, drinks, and fruits outside for you. The professor is taking his flight home tonight. Although we would like to have him here longer with us, we'd have to make sure that he leaves here by 8:30.
Question 11. Who is invited to give a talk at the reception?
Question 12. What period will follow Professor Johnson's talk?
Question 13. What refreshments have been prepared outside for the guests?
Question 14. When will Professor Johnson finish his talk?
Question 15. Why must Professor Johnson leave by 8:30?
Now, listen again, please.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A warm welcome to you all to this reception. First, I'd like to say a few words about tonight's program. We should begin with a talk by Professor Richard Johnson from London. This will be followed by a question and answer period. You'll be free to exchange ideas with the professor. At about 8 o'clock tonight, when the talk finishes, the reception will go on. And we have prepared some chocolates, drinks, and fruits outside for you. The professor is taking his flight home tonight. Although we would like to have him here longer with us, we'd have to make sure that he leaves here by 8:30.
Question 11. Who is invited to give a talk at the reception?
Question 12. What period will follow Professor Johnson's talk?
Question 13. What refreshments have been prepared outside for the guests?
Question 14. When will Professor Johnson finish his talk?
Question 15. Why must Professor Johnson leave by 8:30?